G today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Going to jump right back into your calls, but first, need to tell you about the Institute. The Institute for Humane Studies, right? That's who's doing this, Mark?
In conjunction with them.
Well, the libertarianinternships.com is where you want to go if you are currently in college or have just graduated from a college.
I guess you sort of have to be in that age bracket.
What about late, like a senior in high school? Is that okay, do you think?
Give them a call and find out.
Find out. Go to libertarianinternships.com, and you'll find out that there are production internships available, print and broadcast journalism internships, as well as public policy internships. And they happen in the spring and the summertime.
They give you a stipend. They give you a place to live. I mean, they do the whole deal.
Yeah, this is really amazing. I mean, imagine the opportunity here.
They are making it so that libertarians can get. They are trying to get libertarians in broadcast media, in print media, in political positions. They are helping the young people of today to do this. People that are motivated to do it, get a hold of them. At, what is it, Libertarian?
LibertarianInternships.com, but you need to apply by November 1st because that's when they're going to be deciding about who's doing what for the summertime.
Right.
So get your butt in gear if you're in that age bracket.
Plus, there's limited positions, too. You don't want to, you don't want somebody to have gotten it the day before you got a hold of them.
You'll also be given free books.
Start asking questions now.
You'll be given free books, including academic works on economics, history, and philosophy, tuition, travel assistance, to a week-long workshop, journalism, and the free society to if you choose the print and broadcast journalism internships. As you mentioned, a stipend, housing and travel allowance, and I think the networking opportunity is probably the most exciting part. I mean, beyond actually learning all of the stuff about, print and broadcast journalism, you're actually meeting people that it's going to be very, very valuable to know these folks later on down the line. This is
absolutely
a great opportunity.
You want to network.
And, of course, if you are somebody who is a Free State Project member, great, great chance to talk about that with all of your classmates.
Right. There's an opportunity to get converts.
Your co-interns. We continue here. In fact, we're going to announce some big news about some of the civil disobedience activism here. And I know that's really upsetting some listeners, the fact that we've been talking a lot about civil disobedience and non-cooperation. We'll talk about that, too. But your calls first. We go to John in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a question about the events that's happening, on Wall Street.
Yeah. Okay.
I was wondering, what would the what all went down at 9/11 with the way government tends to do things like crises and stuff like that as a means of stealing people's liberties and freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you guys believe that what's going on right now at Wall Street is somewhat something like that type of event? But more or less economic.
I'll take that. I'm of the opinion that it is a real crisis, like that's really going on. I just think that it's being overblown a great deal by politicians. I've got friends out there, and this is a real crisis. They could have to take their big yachts and sell them off and buy slightly smaller yachts. We've got to bail them out. And I think that they're taking an opportunity to take $7 billion from the American people and give it to rich bankers.
$700 billion.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. $700 billion. So I think that the crisis, if you want to call it a crisis, and I don't believe it to be a crisis any more than a bunch of ice cream stores going under is a crisis.
Right.
A bunch of, banks that have some bad loans. What they're saying is that they have this whole category of loans is bad, and they're not. Only a small percentage of that category of loans is bad. And yeah, there's foreclosures out there. There's people that are saying that they can't pay their mortgage, so they might as well just let it be foreclosed upon. However, the banks can do something about that. They can forgive a certain amount of those mortgages if they wish to, and collect. Take a loss and collect on them if they wanted to do that. Instead, some of them are buying out others, and Washington Mutual made a deal with me on my adjustable rate mortgage.
Well, now, to address John's concern about whether or not it was premeditated, I think that part of it was certainly premeditated. The idea of creating a central bank, that was premeditated back in 1913. The idea of pumping fake money, these debt notes, these Federal Reserve notes into the economy continuously, always inflating the money supply, that's premeditated. The fact that that continues to go on, certainly premeditated. These people that are running the bank, the central banking system, they must understand that the history of fiat currencies has been failure after failure. So they know that it's going to crash someday. When is it going to crash? That's the part that it can't really possibly.
Right. I don't know that they're engineering a crash. I don't think they are.
I don't think that's possible. Do you?
I suppose
they could really, really pump the currency.
Right. You could kind of tell if you were really trying to crash a currency or a market. But I just think they inflated for too long and the bubble's bursting. And the central bankers put a lot of faith in their own abilities to understand the market, and it's a very complicated mechanism, and they really don't understand it. Even the best economist in the world is not going to be able to understand fully how the free market operates, because it's millions and billions of transactions and interactions between individual people, not just big companies. So it's impossible to predict completely what the market's going to do, and I think they just kind of screwed it up.
John, you've heard from the panel. Any other thoughts?
Just one before I go. With Obama and McCain, do you believe that they're just another part of the system, more or less, or part of the control matrix?
They're the same. I don't know if there's a control matrix, but I do know that there are people.
There are a bunch of politicians out there that all seem to want to garner money and power for themselves and their friends and take it away from us. So I totally.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. They are a part of that control matrix.
Thank you for the call tonight, John. 800-259-9231. There are people that want to control the lives of others. They call themselves Republicans and Democrats, and they aren't that different from one another.
And then there are other people. There are special interests out there who aren't politicians, but they're in bed with government, so they can benefit from government policies, even if those policies overall hurt the rest of us, like a $700 billion bailout, for instance. So, you know, it's not entirely just the politicians. There are special interests out there.
But we know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't know all the different corporations and who's running them.
You can
find out.
If you look at who's giving campaign contributions and things like that, it's kind of out in the open, and the real problem with that is just that the government has grown so big that it's involved in things like banking and the oil industry. So these companies feel compelled to get involved and game the system and get the best result possible. Whereas if we didn't have the government involved with these things, these companies would just focus on maybe making responsible loans.
Satisfying their customers.
And drilling for oil.
Let's continue and talk to Christian in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Christian.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to take a moment to try and pop Ian's Google fanboy balloon.
Oh, good.
I'm a podcast listener.
Yes, sir.
Because, unfortunately, we don't get you guys on the airwaves over here. But I was listening to the one last week where you were talking about the barges Google's going to float with the data centers.
Yeah, to get away from property taxes, they're going to move their computer servers out into the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. And, the discussion went to a point where you were talking about how awesome they were, and I think Mark claimed that you were a fanboy. So I wanted to disappoint you by describing how they, in fact, are not completely against intellectual property. You know how they release all this software for free and it's all great? The core of their business is actually aggressively protecting their intellectual property, which is their search engine algorithms. They are.
I would think the core of their business is advertising, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, I'm a web developer, so it's a constant question about how they do this, how they do that. Their search engine algorithms are so revolutionary. There are whole college classes that study them, and they refuse to release those algorithms. They're extremely protective of that. And even their advertising system, they will not release the source code for how they go about judging how to match people up with ads.
That's proprietary information, not intellectual property.
Business secrets?
In the same way that Kentucky Fried Chicken makes a big deal out of its 13 herbs and spices or whatever in the original recipe. Pardon me if I don't know how many original herbs and spices there are in original recipe. But the same way they protect that, they should protect their own proprietary information.
It's a good point, though, Christian. Thank you.
It's a good point, but I don't think it's the same. Intellectual property is the same as proprietary.
Hey, if you can keep something secret, as Google or KFC have managed to do, or Coca-Cola, then all the better to you. I'm all in favor of keeping secrets if you can, but if it gets out into the internet, then you can't get that cat back in the bag. No way.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 30th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 886. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9,11.88, $455.94 for a half ounce, and $227.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $9,11.88, $455.94, and $227.97.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rory Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. Right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. and you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com, or see their banner on our website, FreeTalkLive.com. That's InnerKnobs.com. As we continue here, your calls about whatever you want. We'll start with Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Hey there. I know you don't like to talk about politics much, political name-dropping and so forth, but this actually has to do with economics and specifically economic ignorance. The other day, Obama said, he said something like, well, I don't think that John McCain hates women, to a group of women in Florida, to a group in Florida, mostly women, I guess. And the women booed. And then he said, I just don't think that he understands the problems that women go through. That's why John McCain voted against this bill that would equalize pay for women. And then the women booed again. And he said, I don't understand why John McCain would do this. Well, now, John McCain, as you know, isn't right about much, but he was right in voting against this bill.
Because, well, even a broken clock strikes right, what, twice a day, I think?
There you go.
Yeah.
Unless it's a military clock, then it strikes right once a day. But anyway, he's right on two counts. First of all, constitutionally, he's right, because there's nothing in the Constitution that says Congress has any authority to vote on pay for anybody.
Well, not that that's stopped them before.
Right. And then secondly, when you compare the productivity in the aggregate of men to women, women are less productive than men. And the reason is because women are, as you are well aware of, more likely to have kids than men.
And more likely to have to take care of them. More likely to have to take care of those children.
Yeah, they stay home and take care of the kids. They take time off for pregnancy leave, et cetera. That makes them less valuable to employers. This is just a fact of life. And when you compare apples to apples as opposed to apples to oranges, unmarried women with no children compared to unmarried men with no children make something on the order of 5 or 7% more higher income than
the men do.
And then the men do, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised to hear that.
Yeah, and I read that in a book by Thomas Sowell. And, you know, when you compare apples to apples, that's what you get. You find out that actually women, on their own merits, are actually more productive than men. But in the aggregate, when you compare all women to all men, you find that all women are less productive than all men.
Yeah, I found that I have a soft spot for women in this area. I understand that you feel like it's going to affect your long-term career prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of get that. But at the same time, I do the math the same way you do. You know, by and large, women have this, call a duck, an illness that will sometimes take them out for work for months at a time.
4 years.
That illness will come back, periodically and have to be, you know, kept out of school for whatever reason, you know, all kinds of things that go along with it, with having children. So they're just simply not as valuable in the workplace when they have kids,
right.
And they're the ones that generally are the caretakers of those children.
Right. And if there's a bill that's passed, a federal law that says that employers shall pay women as the same as men, then what employers are going to start doing, and maybe not the next day or even the next month or that very same year, but as time goes by, the employers are going to start being less and less likely to hire women. And what you're going to start seeing is unemployment among the female populace.
Yep, that's going to be so. You know, they're just going to be. You can't really say anything. Then they're going to try to bring in quotas to handle that. But you know, you're just dealing with a problem. The fact is, ladies, I understand the issue, but you've got to get in the workplace. You know, make a deal, sign a contract with your employer if it comes down to that.
Get a hysterectomy,
whatever it takes. You know, if that's the issue for you, you know, say I had my kid, or you know, and now they're on their own, and I don't have to worry about them, and I'm focused on my career. I think that the ladies that are in that field can expect promotions and get them. You know, work hard and you'll get what you want.
That's right.
It's not easy being a man either, believe me.
Yep. And you got a call actually a while back. You got a call a few weeks back from some gal that was recommending some boycott of some company because they didn't want to pay the women as much or something like that. I can't remember the details now. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there, guys.
I thank you for the call tonight. Interesting discussion and enlightening, if it was accurate. 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, I haven't checked any of those numbers. I find that one number very interesting, but...
But as far as one company deciding to pay women less than men for the same role, I mean, I can definitely see where they're coming from to say, hey, you know, I'm qualified here and I'm not pregnant now, so.
But it leaves the marketplace open if in fact those ladies are worth more, that particular lady is worth more, it leaves the marketplace open. She can go to another company and tell them, look, you know, I'm not getting paid what I want to get paid there, and I can do this, this, and this. Give me a chance.
One thing's for sure, politics and government is not the solution to the problem. And I think that it is a problem in many cases. I mean, certainly a lot of businesses are run by some misogynistic guys who they just think men are better. I'm sure there are women that think women are better. And I'm sure if women that think women are better are running businesses, they're less likely to hire men or pay men equally. I'm sure it works both ways.
When you think about some of the places that women often work, office scenarios, sometimes the nursing, you know, there's particular careers that seem to be more female oriented. Think about if they made equal pay laws and then made quota laws, you'd have to have men in those roles. Ladies, do you really want incompetent men working in those in your offices with you? I don't think they do. I really don't. I mean, I've been shooed out of so many offices, I couldn't tell you. It's like a women's gym in there.
So 800-259-9231, the marketplace will solve these problems as you suggested. And if you don't like it, if you're out there looking for a job and you're not finding that the people you're applying with seem to be appreciating you, then look in another field, or better yet, go out and start your own business. Figure out a way to monetize your skills. So whatever it is that you can do best, whatever it is that you like, see if you can make some money off of it somehow. Figure out what unique product or service you can bring to the marketplace that people will pay you for. That's kind of the trickiest part. I mean, whether you're a female or a male or a young person or getting up in your years, if you're still working for somebody else, start to think about that. What is it that I can do that's very unique that I could possibly make some money off of? Not right away necessarily, but maybe down the line. Otherwise, you'll just have to be somebody, you know, fill in somebody else's dreams, right?
Yep.
With your time. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll take your calls about anything. Dan is on the way. And ladies, speaking of the ladies, if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, you will come first. Because that's just the way we do things around here. 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, big news. From here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, an update on one of the civil disobedient non-cooperative stories we talked about last week. This is great stuff. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com. And I approve this message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, well, you'll like our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. wiki.freetalklive.com. We talk a lot about New Hampshire on this show, even though we are an internationally syndicated radio program on in, 40 markets or more. We talk a lot about New Hampshire because, well, it's where we live, and we moved here. Mark and I, Nick, you've lived here your whole life, but Mark and I moved here a couple of years ago.
Well, it's a show about, to some extent, liberty. Now, it's a show about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But both of us are
overriding theme.
Very liberty-minded individuals.
Right.
So that's a big theme of the program. Where's liberty happening in the world? Where's it happening in the United States? Well, it's
not
happening in New Hampshire. We talk about attacks on liberty throughout the world, throughout the United States. But if you want to talk about the positive things that are happening, there's not too much to talk about elsewhere.
Here in New Hampshire, the tide is being turned, and it's being turned toward liberty by these wonderful people that have come here as part of the Free State Project. They've moved here. Hundreds of them have moved here now, and they are creating new opportunities for activism. They're building new networks. They're doing amazing things in both in the political realm as well as in the market, non-cooperative activism, civil disobedience, stuff that is just not going on anywhere else. Even in the political realm, stuff is happening that is not happening anywhere else. And we'll talk about that sort of political market dichotomy maybe here in a little bit, because some controversy has bubbled up yet again over that issue. But the if you listen to this program, you can't deny that there's some amazing things going on here in New Hampshire. But it's one thing to hear it. It's one thing to hear about it. It's one thing to watch some YouTube videos at freekeen.com. And it's another thing to be here in New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people all in the same place. Now, granted, as we're all going about our daily lives and doing our occasional activism things, like we talked about earlier, there was 25 people out today at one particular activism event. So having hundreds of people around is a little unusual, but it still gives you a good idea for the types of people that we are interacting with here on a weekly basis or on a daily basis in many cases here in New Hampshire. And what I'm talking about is one of those opportunities, and that is the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, and we've now gone to two Liberty Forums, Mark, you and I.
That sounds right.
Free Talk Live has broadcast.
There have been two, and we have been at both of them.
This is true, and Free Talk Live has broadcast live from both of them. And they just keep getting better year after year. Last year was great. This year, just looking at the guest lineup, and I'm already blown away by some of the people that they are having here speaking at the Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum is kind of a convention-style atmosphere. It happens at a hotel. You stay there the weekend, and there's parties, and there's dinners and lunches.
It'll give you kind of a taste, to some extent, of what it's like to live in the Free State.
Right, there's panels. There's
by Free State, I mean that's the sort of the title, and however, yeah. It is not in fact the
We're
Free State.
There. We're working on it.
Because there isn't one.
So you get to be around hundreds of like-minded individuals. You get to feel what it's like to not have to explain yourself to everyone you talk to. To not have to start from the beginning about the gun in the room and what liberty really means and all the sort of the basic stuff. The people that are going to come to the Liberty Forum, they get that stuff already. So you're going to have some really meaningful conversations about, well, we know where we've been. Now where can we go? What's happening now and what's coming next? All of this brainstorming and this wonderful interaction and this socializing and this networking, it's going on at the Liberty Forum, and you want to be there. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about it and get signed up. Grab the early bird discount. It's $199 for the entire weekend, but if you use the discount code 2009FTL, all one word, 2009FTL, you'll get an extra 10% off the already low price early bird discount. And you'll find out about some of the speakers they've got lined up. John Taylor Gatto, a big name in the homeschool free education movement. Mark Stevens, our friend from Adventures in Legal Land.
I hope those two are around at the same time.
I'm going to Mark Stevens if Gatto's on at the same time. Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. Huge pro-liberty website. And Anthony Gregory, probably one of the more prolific writers and bloggers there. So already people lining up. Adam Kokesh, who's gotten rave reviews from the Iraq Veterans Against the War group. And so much to be announced. Big names like keynote speakers have yet to be announced, so we're going to find out who they are over time here. But go and get signed up now. You know it's going to be good, especially if you've been before. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue with your calls, Dan is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Hi, I wonder what your views were on the International Property Maintenance Code.
You know, somebody called about this recently on the program. I don't honestly know much about it, but from what we were told, it sounds like there's some set of bureaucrats out there that's trying to impose their whatever rules they want to come up with on as many countries as possible. Is that
it accurate? Sounds like a template, a boilerplate for
that's what it was, for
local politicians to use as their sort of property maintenance code.
Is that correct, Dan?
Well, from what I gather, most of the municipalities in this country have adopted it as their code, and it supersedes local, state, and federal laws. And it's an ability to seize land or to dictate any type of improvements or non-improvements. Or it's absolutely a way of the international banking system to take care of what they think is theirs.
It's very interesting, and it sort of fits in with what we're seeing all around the country as more governments become more oppressive and more rules, more arbitrary diktats handed down from on high. It doesn't really matter to me where the ideas come from. The fact is that people, whether they be federal, state, or local, want to control my life, and that's the number one thing I'm concerned with. I don't know what supersedes what. All I know is there are men with guns that are willing to force their way upon me, and I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. In fact, tomorrow morning, some of those men with guns have demanded that I show up at their courtroom because there's a couch out in my tenant's yard. We might get to more about that, and we'll certainly talk more about it on tomorrow's show. But let's continue with your calls for now. Alex in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
Ian, when you go to court tomorrow, I think that you should bill the court for your wasted time.
Well, you know, you're talking about a fee schedule, and this is an interesting idea, the idea that when a bureaucrat approaches you and demands something from you, you're going to lose time at the very least. You may lose money, and you might even lose your life or your freedom, right? These are the things that you could lose when a bureaucrat comes into contact with you. You're never going to get anything.
Yeah.
It's never going to be, hey, you won our lottery. Very unlikely. Although they do have their lotto system. And
sometimes you feel lucky because they've managed to save you some of the time that you would have expected to lose to them. You lost less time to them. You lost less money to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny, because it's like, thank you, master, for only whipping me twice.
Pretty much. So what you're asking about is a fee schedule, and it's an idea that has been proposed by certain free men on the land style activists. I think Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca is one of the people that is doing this, where essentially what he does is he sends out a fee schedule to the bureaucrats. He'll send it out to, like, the city manager, for instance, the police chief, whatever top bureaucrats there are in the area that he lives, and he sends them this fee schedule and basically says, look, I'd be happy to answer your questions. It'll cost you $500 an hour for my time. If you want to call me into your court, I'll show up, but it's going to cost you $5,000 per appearance or something like that. Basically, you run down a list of some of the things they might do. If you kidnap me and hold me in a cell or arrest or detain me, it'll cost you $50,000 per day or something like that. Now, nobody, I think, really believes they're going to get this money out of the government, but it's just kind of a neat idea. The idea is to basically tell these government people, hey, my time's valuable. You can't just send me all these notices and these demands and this paperwork and stuff and expect me to just fill it out because you sent it to me. Who the hell are you? First of all, you don't have any sort of agreement with me that says I have to fill these things out, that says I have an obligation to follow your orders. So if you want me to look at your paperwork, then send me a $500 per page assessment fee, and I'll be happy to take a look at your paperwork. Otherwise, I'm very busy here. I know you were calling for a reason, so we'll get back to you. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I don't think anybody, I mean, I've never heard of it. I don't think anybody's ever actually collected on one of these fee schedules. Nonetheless, it's an interesting concept. 800-259-9231. Wouldn't it be great if you could bill the bureaucrats for wasting your time? It's Free Talk Live.
It's a good idea.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days, exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. To be honest with you, we need your help. We need your help getting this show on more radio stations around the country and around the world, getting more internet listeners on board with the program. Because the fact is, even though we have very, very little overhead, we just don't have huge and big amounts of dollars rolling into the show. It's just, we're a little show. So we could use your assistance. And what the AMP program allows us to do is to take $3 a month from a whole bunch of people, pull it all together, and then take that money and reinvest it, getting on more stations, advertising, reaching out to more potential radio affiliates. In fact, I'll be sending out my monthly AMP update tomorrow. I send out usually at least once a month an email to all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, letting them know kind of what's going on in the realm of trying to get new affiliates on board, things like that, sort of giving them a heads up on certain things that the average listener is unaware of, right? Because I figured they care. They're amplifying, right? And so one of the things I'll be sending out to them is a copy of our Talkers Magazine ad that we're putting out there, these half-page ads that we buy in Talkers Magazine, the premier talk radio industry publication.
The one that matters.
Right. But there are other industry publications that matter, and our buddy Skip Jokel is another area that we spend money on. We spend the AMP money on. We spend about $500 a month on Skip. And that's really a hell of a deal. I think Skip's probably the best deal that we've got out there. What's Skip? Skip is like this expert. He's like a talk radio expert. He is
an advocate for certain shows.
Yeah, he's been around.
A consultant, I think, is probably the best.
He's been around for a long time. And so he's been around so long that, you know, a lot of the guys that are big wigs in some of the radio companies haven't even been around as long as Skip has. And so everybody knows Skip. So it's good that Skip likes us and that we like Skip and that Skip can introduce us to important people. And more importantly, Skip can also advertise us alongside some other big shows. Free Talk Live, in Skip's advertisements that he purchases for us, our logo appears next to other shows that have been in the talk radio business for half a decade longer than we have. Shows like The Money Pit, for instance, which if you know about weekend radio, you know The Money Pit's on in like hundreds of markets around the country. So
not a small show.
Cigar Dave, yet another big weekend show. So when these program directors at the radio station see Free Talk Live's logo next to these big name shows, it does a lot for name recognition and credibility. So just another example of some of the things we spend money on with the AMP program. And you can get all the details on some of the other things we're spending money on and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. Get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Alex is back on the line in New Jersey. You'd asked about fee schedules, Alex, and the idea, as I explained in detail, but now briefly, is that you put bureaucrats on notice that if they send paperwork to you and they make demands of you, that you will bill them for their for the time that you spend complying with what they're demanding of you. That's the concept. What were your thoughts?
That's correct. I was thinking of what would you do if the government didn't pay? And I'll tell you what I would do. If the government didn't pay me, I'd go to SACL CII and I'd have them collect for me.
Yeah, that's a good question. Would Jason actually collect on a government?
I think he'd take your account just for fun.
I would love to do that.
Well, that will be interesting. You should give it a shot, Alex. I don't know if you should do it down in New Jersey. Those guys can be kind of nasty.
Yeah.
It's just the New Jersey politicians. They're just
everything
worse.
Everything that everyone says about New Jersey being corrupt is true.
It is the garbage state. There you go,
well,
Alex.
It is on the outside. The inside is kind of nice looking, but politics is just terrible.
Yeah, as soon as you get off that the turnpike, I guess there's some nice areas, but man, it's like you're in prison on the turnpike. You cannot get off that thing without having to pay money to the government. Anyway, dude, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Even if you stay on it, you got to pay money to the government.
Yeah, well, that's true, because the government has
sweetheart
deals.
You can't turn around, and you're going to got to go one way or the other.
Right. The government also has sweetheart deals with the companies that have the gas stations and the food on the side of the road. So
I suppose you could stop and try to live at one of the rest centers.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. I mean,
somebody would figure you out eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
All right, so big news. Got to get this out here because people were doubting. You were doubting, as a matter of fact, Mark.
Probably.
When we talked about what happened on Friday, you know, I think I got it wrong when I was talking earlier. I think Lauren's trial was Wednesday. But anyway, Friday, here in Keene, New Hampshire, a bunch of activists, about a dozen or so activists, showed up for the trial of one Nick Ryder, who is a local activist. He's a New Hampshire native. He is the man behind the Ryder Report, not to be confused with the Ridley Report. But he does some local kind of television production work here in Keene, and he does his own little Ryder Report where he can focus on news items and things like that happening. Great activist here in the area, and he works actually behind the scenes on your show, Free Minds TV, Nick, as I understand it.
He hasn't been around as much because he's pursuing his own stuff, but yeah, he pops in from time to time.
He has been known to fill in when in need.
He certainly helps out the show.
Talented guy, really principled dude, and he is one of the first people who's not named Russell or Kat Canning or Lauren Canario here in this area to actually stand up and say, no, I'm not going to pay your speeding ticket. In his case, it was a speeding ticket. Russell and Kat and Lauren had been pulled over and harassed for other things. But Nick got a speeding ticket, probably one of the most common occurrences amongst anyone in this country, as far as encountering a government agent. You're getting pulled over, you're getting a speeding ticket. That's got to happen the most out of any governmental contact with a police officer between cops and so-called citizens.
Sure,
it's
this very sort of legitimate sounding interaction between the state and the individual that the state manages to collect funds from. No one was harmed in the speeding of this vehicle. However, the government just gained $250 or whatever it is that they got. So, they figure that into their funds. That's an important line item for them.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, how are they using the judicial system when nobody got hurt?
Well, as you say, it's something that everybody just takes for granted. And, of course, when you see somebody get busted for speeding, a lot of people have this sort of abusive abuse cycle mentality where they say, well, he deserved it. He was speeding, and that is bad, even though they're speeding. You know, they were speeding earlier in the day. Somehow,
it's just sort of understood that people speed, I speed, or whatever. But when you speed, you get caught, you pay the fine, and that's just the way it is.
So when someone doesn't want to pay for the speeding ticket, then all of a sudden some people get very upset about it. And I imagine some people are upset of the fact that Nick Ryder went into court here in Keene on Friday, and of course the dozen or so activists did not stand for the judge. He got up there and he very courageously took a stand and said he wasn't going to pay the speeding ticket. In fact, he actually asked some interesting questions of the ticket writing officer, the statey. Didn't you have an observation, Mark, from one of your favorite parts of
My favorite
that?
Part was, you know, he was playing the prosecutor there, because there's no, you know, this isn't real court, it's traffic court. Playing the prosecutor, asking the police officer questions, and he said, now, you and I are considered equals here in this this interaction, right? And the police officer said, yes.
Yeah.
Well, of course. This is a fair court. The judge is unbiased. You know, that's the presumption that
we want you to think.
Unbiased judiciary in this country, and that everybody's treated equally. And then Nick asked, were you searched for weapons on your way in? The officer said no. I mean, that was it. I mean, that just, it drove the point home.
Oh,
look,
man.
The court trusts you more than it trusts me. That is not an impartial judiciary. Sorry.
He basically impeached the court at that point, for lack of a better
term. He did. He destroyed it.
And so what happened at the end of his trial after he asserted to the judge that he was not going to pay the fine, the judge said, I'll take that under advisement, and ended the trial. And I suggested that night on the show that was the last we were going to hear about it and that it was going to end here. Mark, you were skeptical. You suggested that you thought that it still could come through as a guilty verdict on the speeding ticket. But for whatever reason, the judge decided he didn't want to say that in court. I suggested that because the judge didn't say guilty in court and hand down the sentence right then, that meant that they were either going to just make this go away or was going to end up being not guilty. Now, I actually predicted they would just make it go away. I figured they would never send anything to Nick, because that's what they've done in the past with some of the other activists, is they just kind of just let it drop. But with Nick, this is the first, and it's a major win. He got a letter in the mail today from the Keene District Court. Judge Burke has issued a finding of not guilty in Nick's case.
I think it's great, and you know, I'm happy. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I don't know that it. I wouldn't read too much into it, other than it being sort of a bit of precedent. I don't know how useful it is,
considering
you know as well as I do, the government is arbitrary.
This is true, but he did admit speeding in the courtroom, and man, I just think this is an amazing success story, and it should be the beginning of, I'm sure, many, many more. Hour 3 is coming up. Is that exciting to you? It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
It's a